Philadelphia officials have confirmed 46 fentanyl-linked overdose deaths this year. Delaware has confirmed 8. That's because heroin-laced fentanyl has been cropping up around the region, and it's a lot more potent than regular heroin. It's often fatal. Dr. Mark Richmond, Delaware's Assistant Medical Director for Behavioral Health, says there's a lot of demand for the laced heroin.
Yeah, folks who are using these substances want that intense high, and it would appear that the risk of potential death does not steer many of these individuals away from using it. In fact, it's more enticing.
But memories of 2006 are making some drug users in Philadelphia wary. Nydia Flores, an outreach worker with the public health group Prevention Point, says that year, a batch of fentanyl-laced heroin was linked to 250 overdose deaths in the city.
People do want to avoid it. They're trying to stay away from it. They don't want to OD. They don't want to hit themselves with something that's going to take their lives.
Flores says Prevention Point is telling users which brands or stamps of heroin seem to include fentanyl.
This is a flyer of most of the heroin, the stamps of the heroin that are laced with fentanyl so that people can stay away from it and not OD.
The group has also ramped up overdose prevention trainings.
This is one of the naloxone kits. We kind of make them up for each clinic. So.
Silvana Mazzella, also with Prevention Point, shows me a plastic zipper pouch containing some syringes and a small bottle of naloxone. The prescription acts as an antidote when administered to someone having an overdose. Those who come in and participate in the group's biweekly trainings get a kit to use in the event that someone they know ODs.
One of the other amazing things is how many people are coming back in after getting the Narcan and saying, I turned around 6 people, I was able to save 2 people, I was able to save more people. People are coming in for refills.
City health leaders say they're seeing fentanyl overdoses in areas where they hadn't before, such as Germantown and Mount Airy. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.